Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
In honor of the divine mystery that we celebrate today, let us all hasten to meet Christ. Everyone should be eager to join the procession and carry a light. Our lighted candles are a sign of the divine splendor of the one who comes to expel the dark shadows of evil and to make the whole universe radiant with the brilliance of his eternal light. Our candles also show how bright our souls should be when we go out to meet Christ. The Mother of God, the most pure virgin, carried the true light in her arms and brought him to those who lay in darkness. We too should carry a light for all to see and reflect the radiance of the true light as we hasten to meet him. The light has come and has shone upon a world enveloped in shadows. The dayspring on the high has visited us and given light to those who lived in darkness. This then is our feast, and we join in procession with lighted candles to reveal the light that has shone upon us and the glory that is yet to come to us through him. So let us hasten all together to meet God. The true light has come, the light that enlightens every man who was born into this world. Let all of us, my brethren, be enlightened and made radiant by this light. Let all of us share in its splendor and be so filled with it that no one remains in darkness. Let us be shining ourselves as we go together to meet and receive with the aged Simeon the light whose brilliance is eternal. Rejoicing with Simeon, let us sing a hymn of thanksgiving to God, the Father of the light, who sent the true light to dispel the darkness and to give us all a share in his splendor. Through Simeon's eyes, we too have seen the salvation of God, which he prepared for all the nations and revealed as the glory of the new Israel, which is ourselves. As Simeon was released from the bonds of his life when he had seen Christ, so we too were at once freed from our old state of sinfulness. By faith, we too embraced Christ, the salvation of God the Father, as he came to us from Bethlehem. Gentiles before, we have now become the people of God. Our eyes have seen God incarnate because we have seen him present among us and have mentally received him into our arms. We are called the new Israel. Never shall we forget this presence. Every year we keep a feast in its honor. Obviously, I didn't write these lines. This is a sermon given sometime before 640 in Jerusalem, in a church in Jerusalem, by the last patriarch of Jerusalem, the last bishop of Jerusalem, just before the Muslims moved up the Arab Peninsula, laid siege to Jerusalem, and took over Jerusalem. The curious thing for me about St. Sophronius is that his candle mass was already well established in the tradition of the church. This had been going on for years. He had lived in Rome, Egypt, Constantinople, and became the bishop and patriarch of Jerusalem. And was the last patriarch before the city fell to Islam. And he's talking about the light of Christ. And here we are, 2012, hearing his words. Jerusalem is no longer under the hands of Islam. And we are Gentile Christians who have received the light of the world, as St. Simeon foretold. We need to reinstitute this tradition here in our parish. This is ancient. This is ancient. From the pen of St. Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, we have these words of the Gospel that tell us of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple with his parents. It's been part of our rosary in the Joyful Mysteries. It is consistent with Mosaic law, where Mary had completed her 40 days of purification after the birth of Jesus. Not that she needed it, but that she did comply. She was a faithful Jewish woman. And she and Joseph presented the child on the 40th day, which is today, if we have correct, which we don't know, the 24th and 25th of December for the birth of Jesus. That's why this day is holy.